My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A lot of people mad today. They're mad at Tone for calling a certain segment of the fans losers. They're mad at the Guardians for not making a move. They're mad that people are mad at the Guardians for not making a move. We got QB tears coming up very soon, which you're going to be mad about some of that.
Are they mad about 545 demolition that woke people up at Avon Lake?
We'll talk more about that in a more reasonable time at around 720. 216-474-0092.
I thought 530 was the only reasonable time for demolitions.
Technically 541. This is a terrible time.
Yeah, when is it too early to detonate?
We do have a noise ordinance in town that everyone bitches about all the time.
Sounds like it was violated.
Big Jums in Maple Heights. No complaint about taking his call. Jums.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Are you operating heavy equipment right now?
Yes, can I now stop right now what I'm doing and talk to you? Give me 1 second, brother.
Take as much time as you need.
He's a hard-working man.
I got a job, I got a work, I got a living to make here. But anyway, I'm actually good with the picture that they got. I really believe that this guy's going to help us 100%.
Really?
Yeah, hey, man. Listen, the guy was an all-star. He's pitched well over the years. He's been injured, so but the thing is, he's got a liver arm now. He's an older guy. If he pitched all these innings all through April, May, and June, he's beaten up his arm. This guy hasn't pitched all that many with this hip injury. If he could get that straight, which they obviously have him ready, he's doing rehab starts. This guy can hit his stride in the middle of August with our pitching coach, who's done wonders with pitchers. I mean, look at our bullpen. This has a lot to do with our pitching coach. Anybody who doesn't believe that's a buffoon. I mean, this guy's done a great job with our pitchers. This guy could take this guy and maybe get him right in stride right when we need him, right when we're going into the tough part of our season, and get us ready for the playoffs. The guy's a veteran. Where else would he want to land? He's going to pitch now in a possible run for the playoffs, the possible World Series? I'm sorry, man. Gotta like it. Sorry, I gotta go, bros. Thank you.
How right, many Jumps, more things is Chumps balancing right now?
He put himself on a timer.
I don't know.
And he got
I have no idea.
I heard horns. I heard sirens. I heard alarms.
Maybe Mr. Slate walked by. I have no idea what was going
something
on
else.
Here. Like, hey, Jake Westbrook hasn't pitched in a while either, so he might be fresh. Do you want him to? Like, I don't think I'm expecting much out of Alex Cobb. If he comes in and surprises us, that's great. I'm not killing him for this either. I just...
You know who else hasn't pitched in the major leagues for a while?
Who?
Trevor Bauer.
Has this just become your
thing? It's not at baseball anymore. It's at football practice now. I'm hearing it.
What is it about the city Avon? I'm going to be talking enough about
an
Avon Lake.
And are the fans that I made fun of in the opening moments of the show, are those the people clamoring for Trevor Bauer? Those the same people?
You're not giving Trevor Bauer. You're not getting Trevor Bauer. There are plenty of teams that could have made moves over this last week, and they all decided, hey, we'd rather do this, that, and the other. You'd rather bring in 36-year-old Alex Cobb, who had a hip replacement and also had a blister on his finger that he got scratched from his last start out in rehab. They'd rather have him than Trevor Bauer. You ain't bringing back Trevor Bauer. Are we ready for QB tiers? Do we have music for QB tiers? I should have asked for music for QB tiers.
We can do something.
Please, yeah. Give me something here for QB tiers. This is fantastic. Now, remember, I have five of them from 2023, even though I've been doing it for a while. 2023, I got five of them. Tier one, fourth quarter Kirk Cousins, meaning elite. There's only room for three. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
Burrow's still there.
But a ... at the end of Joe Burrow, and I put in parentheses... Wow. Could he be replaced by Stroud in 25? If he turns in another injury year, Joe Burrow, who's been injured two of the last 4 years,
you gotta remove him.
We are the only show in America who seems to want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
If he turns in another injury season, could this be C.J. Stroud in 2025 where he replaces Joe Burrow? Tier 2, 1 p.m. Kirk Cousins. This is franchise QBs. Tua, Lamar, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love. He's up from Tier 4 in 2023. I'll explain what Tier 4 is coming up when we get to Tier 4. Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, who's also up from Tier 4 in 2023. By the way, I might as well just tell you, Tier 4 is bubble QBs. It can go really well, or we might not be seeing them again in a starting role.
Did you mention Dak Prescott yet?
Nope. Okay. I had 10 franchise quarterbacks last year. I had 10 franchise quarterbacks this year. In Tier 3, leftover pot roast Kirk Cousins. This is placeholders and journeymen. Kirk Cousins.
Okay, I was wondering.
And I put two question marks by him because I go, you gave him all that money and you drafted a guy in the first round. So I don't know what their plan is, so I have to put him as a placeholder.
I don't think anybody necessarily knows.
I'm sorry, you drafted a guy in the first round. You're a placeholder now. Jacoby Brissett, Russell Wilson, Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, same team. Jarrett Stidham. Zach Wilson, same team. Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Derek Carr, Geno Smith / Sam Howell, Baker Mayfield.
Whoa!
They gave him a 3-year, $100 million deal. Don't tell me they don't have their eyes looking around in other places. I don't give a damn which one of our buddies was just given a Baker Mayfield Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey for his birthday, Tone. You're not surprised at all. You're not surprised.
I think our buddy has an entire Baker Mayfield closet.
And I know all you guys are, the nut jobs are going to call me a hater. Oh, you gonna hate Baker? I don't hate Baker at all. And I know that everybody's in a honeymoon phase right now. And like I saw the Athletic article, he just needed a team to believe in him. That's all he needed.
Why didn't we believe it?
Guys, Jimmy Haslam would have given him the key to every house that he has ever owned in his life. He would have bought old houses that he owned and given it to Baker Mayfield. You guys don't want to believe me, that's fine.
I know
that he's best when he has a chip on his shoulder, even though when he had a chip on his shoulder and he was doubted at Texas Tech, he left.
Did Baker have to return the keys? Because he definitely had the keys.
I don't know. That was all based on that commercial and the stadium stuff. But he got a 3-year, $100 million deal. Does that not mean that, hey, we like you a lot, but do we love you? Do we absolutely love you? Like, he ain't going to have Dave Canales this year either.
Like, if Baker happened to be in town to see his old friends, could he barge through the front door during the Bernie Moreno fundraiser?
216-474-0092.
Jim Tressel's going to be there, by the way.
You just threw a lot at me during the QB tiers. I had no idea.
That's QB tier.
There's
a
lot going on here.
That's what we do.
I didn't think Bernie Moreno would be mentioned during the QB tiers.
What tier do you have him in? Let's go.
I have him in Tier 4. He's bubble. He's bubble.
And Sherrod Brown, where is he?
Whoa.
Oh, he's Tier 2.
We've had him in studio.
He's Tier 2. I don't know. That guy's been a senator for a long time. He might be Tier 1.
We did both size guys.
Yeah, see? That's how it works. That's how it goes. Eric Fingerhut. Sorry, that was a little bit before your time, buddy. Here we go, Tier 4.
Let's go.
4 p.m., Kirk Cousins. These are bubble QBs.
I noticed there's a name I haven't heard yet.
One of two ways. Aaron Rodgers. If this thing goes bust, he's 40 years old, guys. He got hurt in the first play of the season last
year. How could even Jets fans argue
with
you?
He's not
going to
play in the preseason.
How could they argue with you?
He's a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying it's not in his entire career. It's what he is now. Look at the situation they're in. He is tier four. Justin Fields. Trevor Lawrence. Is it a sunk cost with Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville? I don't care if Jacksonville has to pay him into oblivion. It's about how seriously I take him. Are you ready for this one?
There's some expensive quarterbacks in this tier.
Yes. Oh, you ready for this one? Dak Prescott. Based on his contract, he's going to gamble on himself. If he gets hurt big time, he's in big, big trouble.
Oh, yeah, I looked because I knew Dak was coming at some point.
Yeah.
73-41 his career record.
He's been great.
Isn't it amazing?
He's been great. But, you know, Jerry can all match just about anything that's thrown out there, so it doesn't matter with that. Daniel Jones, which you guys know how I feel about him. I don't even know where I really want to put him on the list. Bryce Young, the ultimate question in nature versus nurture. He was taken care of by the greatest to ever do it, Nick Saban. Look how good he was at Alabama. He is in a horrific situation in Carolina. I want Nick to hear this and see whether or not he agrees. I think that Bryce Young could be nature versus nurture here. C.J. Stroud, it was throw, 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 throw. And it seemed like they did everything to make him, quote unquote, look bad. He was still taking second overall, but look bad at Ohio State. Now, look at what C.J. Stroud's doing. Deshaun Watson.
Excuse me?
Let me explain it. You speak about making people mad. This is the Make Everybody
Hold on,
Mad
what?
Show.
The guy that went 5 for 5 in the red zone drill yesterday.
Hold on. This is not a knock. This is just the truth. By the way, Justin Fields is down from tier 2 in 2023. Deshaun Watson, we got three different scenarios. He's either going to be in tier 2 at this time next year. Guys, we're hoping. Okay? We're hoping. We want good things for the Browns, and we want good things for him with the Browns.
Oh, and that doesn't sound like a lot of hope.
He's either going to be in tier 2, or you have a Russell Wilson scenario that could play out where you might have the greatest cap hit in franchise history. Of dead cap space. Still don't really think it's going to happen. Or, guys, it's year 3. If he doesn't perform this year, then he's just going to be... He's going to be tier 3 next year. It's going to be journeyman, placeholder. The same thing probably with Trevor Lawrence, where I'm going, what are you doing? We've given you different coaches. We've given you different offenses. We've let you kind of do what you needed to do, and you still weren't able to do it. I got to put you in just regular guy mode now. There's a lot on the table for him. So he's a bubble guy. He's an in danger guy. Because the ultimate nuclear option would be the Russell Wilson scenario. You don't want that to happen, so I have to put him in tier 4. I think that's fair. That's not fair to you?
So you had Baker in which tier again?
I had Baker in tier 3. Placeholder / journeyman. Leftover pot roast Kirk Cousins. He's been with how many teams over the last 3 years?
Where's the Michael Stanley music? My God. Get pumped up, Cleveland.
Hold on.
Ken Carmen has
tier
your QB in tier 4.
I had two quarterbacks from tier 4 last year and ended up in tier 2 this year. It doesn't mean you're automatically better.
Whoa.
I had two quarterbacks in tier 4 last year and ended up in tier 2. Kyler Murray and Jordan Love.
Why don't you just tell me you have Joe Flacco in tier 3 while you're at it?
These are guys whose backs are up against the wall. Their backs are up against the wall. That's not a negative thing. All right, tier 5. Ready? Gender reveal video past Kirk Cousins.
My favorite. My favorite.
These are the unknowns or the rookies. Anthony Richardson again. Drake May. Will Levis. Bo Nix. Jaden Daniels. J.J. McCarthy. Caleb Williams. And Michael Penix Jr. Even though I might not have to ever write his name again for whatever the Falcons might be doing.
Have you seen the McCarthy video so far? It almost seems like a vendetta. The people putting out his poor interception videos.
Oh, no. I've seen the opposite. I've seen the opposite. Some of the good passes are like, he's going to take over this league. The rise of J.J. McCarthy. Firestorm that the Guardians have caused yesterday with not making enough moves. Fans upset. Lima has used certain words for them. Find out more during 2 Second Trivia, where you can win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals if you win 2 Second Trivia. All you have to do is answer 2 questions within 2 seconds each, and you win the family 4-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero. It's wonderful. You want to eat Roman burgers? You want to eat waffle doodles? You get them from Mr. Hero. You're going to love it. Owen is an Avon Lake resident, And I found out earlier this week, was it Monday? They were having board meetings over there with the Avon Lake.
Explosive board meeting Monday evening.
Which I could understand.
City Council.
So you have people out there. You have the old power plant that hasn't been.
CEI is what we call it. Yeah.
It's a what?
CEI plant.
CEI plant, which hasn't been working in a while, right? Haven't been up and running?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Okay. So it was built in the 1920s. There's concern with building materials, asbestos, if I'm not mistaken, Owen.
Yeah, that's what they used in the cores, I guess. I don't know a ton about it. I tried to stay away from it because I don't want to get the asbestos.
It was the 1920s. If you've ever been in that area and you've seen it's right on Lake Road, it's a very large building. Very large facility.
It looks like Slugworth's plant in Willy Wonka.
It's imposing. Yeah. It is an imposing facility. And so the place was built in the 20s. They say, hey, we're going to implode it. Well, they kind of just scuffled it through. And because of what happened, out in East Palestine, there's been some and justifiable concerns about what's going on in the environment.
Own thing now and private. Yeah. This is all privately done. So
just want to make sure that all the T's were crossed, the I's were dotted when it comes to ecological. Well,
what you're everybody was aware of what was about to happen.
Right.
What you're trying to avoid is.
I'm right downstream from you guys.
It's true. Well,
what you're trying to avoid is the governor having to show up and take a cup of your water and drink it in front of everybody is what you're trying to avoid there. Okay. For the love of God. I mean, that's not even meant to be a joke. That's serious. So apparently they were going to implode it. There was not a given time that they were going to implode.
So originally we were told we have an alert system that you can sign up for on text. We're originally told 30 minutes before they do it, they're going to send you a text. Close your windows, turn off your AC. And then they had this board meeting Monday night and the mayor said, okay, we'll give you a heads up the night before. So that was Monday evening. Everybody thought, oh, it's a stay of execution. They're going to put it off. And then that didn't happen. Last night, everyone started receiving emails saying, hey, it's going to happen tomorrow between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. And it happened this morning between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m.
It happened at 5:41, where there was Sky Fox was flying around, and Channel 3 had a drone going on, Channel 5 was flying around and everything. And then out of nowhere, I think they showed up on TV. The one reporter just turned around and goes, uh-oh, there it goes.
There it is.
And I was looking on Channel 3. They had a reporter on. And he is out there on the main drag of Avon Lake. He's talking, and then they implode the thing. They come back. He's wearing a mask. I'm going, oh, my God, what's going on here?
And now they went back, and everyone's dead. So it was a big tragedy.
Everybody is fine.
No.
Stop.
Oh, they're alive.
Everybody is fine.
I have to go with that.
Oh, thank God.
Everybody is fine.
Well,
you've been a wild card.
I was nervous. I was nervous. I was like, man, that should be a bigger story if everybody perished.
So you are... You got to pull back, okay?
To my children.
When we get Rob Bradford in front of you later on at 8 o'clock, it's going to be no holds barred.
Please respond.
Go ahead. Because,
No.
Because this reminded me, we had a detonation, the Interbelt Bridge, when I lived in Tremont. I think it was 2014.
The old Interbelt?
They told us a similar thing. It was going to be in the morning. People, like they had stations or they had areas that people could congregate to watch the detonation. And I remember I had a crazy night out the night before.
Oh, you did, didn't
and
you?
It woke me up, I think, at 6 a.m. It was the detonation
we
at 6 a.m. But
we
it was
have,
a weekend.
We have sound here.
Sound of it.
This is Richard Perrins from the Chronicle-Telegram. Hit it. At 5:41 a.m., that would not be very... But it sounds like there were plenty of people like standing outside waiting for it. So was this you're in the community,
I don't know
Owen.
That there
is
were
this
people
a big
standing outside? I've seen a ton of on the message groups, people sitting in their backyards waiting for it. It seems that the people that live very close to it were like, oh, we didn't even feel a thing. People that were about a mile away. My wife texted me at 5:40 and said they just imploded it. And then she said very loud, shook the house. Tons of people saying it shook their houses further away. I don't know if the shock waves created a more shaking effect or what.
Any time there's a detonation, I mean, that is an event that people get out the lawn chairs and
exactly.
go pay. Now, it was dark out, so I don't know if that matters.
It was. Now, this is the second time this year that Avon Lake has been the center of the universe for something.
It's true. It's been a big year.
We had the eclipse. Solar eclipse, and now we have this. Like, and that's only the second most explosive thing that happened on the show today.
You're just talking to the dorks on social media.
Yeah, somehow you were louder than that.
I have no problem if people went out and got excited about seeing that. Now, how many people did it take by surprise? I mean, you had to be paying attention if you lived out there.
Well, it's 5:40 in the morning. I don't think everybody...
Yeah, what percentage? What percentage of people that have to get up in the morning?
Most of the people that are 7:30 a.m. working. I mean, my wife leaves the house by 6:15.
What do you think is the most common alarm time for people that have to get up early? Is it 6 a.m.?
Yeah, probably.
Is that too early? I'm in the bubble now. This doesn't impact me. So,
what?
What is the most common time that people set their alarms to in the morning if they have to get up?
Oh, I have no idea. Right? Although there's more and more people waking up early to do their runs, especially this time of year, you're getting the weather's pretty good. It's 70 degrees at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What time do most of our listeners set their alarm for?
That's why I seriously am curious. Is that a poll question, Mitch, you want to put up?
When people ask me when I set my alarm and I go 3:10, they mostly go, ooh.
Mm.
And I go, well, yeah. But I know that I got to be on at 6 and I got to be in here by
when
at least 5.
When other people are waking. When most
other people are
wakey,
wakey. I would guess 5:30.
You think 5:30? I think
5:30.
6 too late?
6 might. I can't imagine.
If it's 5:30, then those people were up. They were ready to go. Like your wife this morning was up and ready to go.
Yeah.
What time your little ones usually go to school? I call them little ones, high school kids.
Well, on July 31st at 0 o'clock. Because it's the summer.
Okay. When they usually go to school, what time?
Love now, God. I don't know. I'm here. I would say between 7. I think they get on the bus between 7:15 and... I think the high schoolers are there by 8.
So that means most moms and dads are up by 5:30. Yeah. I bet it's 5:30.
Father-in-law was in Rocky River watching it from a distance. It's an event, man. People get up.
Now,
and
was he wearing a mask?
Now, he's retired.
Was he like Oppenheimer in the dugout?
I can guarantee he was not wearing a mask.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Why is that?
He said not too loud there over in Rocky River.
There were people who said, wasn't that loud. I go, yeah, I got Owen's wife saying it shook the house. Now, you guys live like kind of along that stretch, so I get what she's saying.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it. Well, when the Eagles aren't flying through the air and blocking our view.
Do we have eyewitnesses? Did you go out of your way to make sure to watch this morning?
Oh, they had. If you were in the area, you had to. I would have tried. Absolutely would have tried. But either way, hopefully, in all seriousness, it doesn't turn into some sort of a problem over time for crying out loud, because I can't understand when I saw the board meeting stuff that it would be a point of contention.
Getting pictures. All the dust, the people in town were worried about the dust particles coming over town.
Mm-hmm.
They apparently went over the lake, which is great, except
I've
for
seen
that's
the fog.
Where I get my water from.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm in Bay Village.
Also, you get your water.
Can
there.
We sue?
Everyone.
Can we pursue legal action?
I don't think we want to do something like, I got 5 lawyers. I mean, we can get them all involved here. They're looking for work here. I put my QB tiers out. I'm getting killed for them. The Baker people have found them, and I'm starting to get killed
for them. What's the number one disagreement you're seeing right now?
Well, people are asking me, where's Deshaun? And I go, you have to listen on the free Odyssey app to hear where Deshaun is. There's also, people are taking it as a ranking. It's not a ranking.
You got to do tiers.
This is not a ranking. Why can't Lamar be elite? I have room for 3. I cannot have room for 4.
So listen,
this isn't the Meltzer stars where I'm all of a sudden going to put 6 and 7 in there.
Lamar.
There are 3 elite quarterbacks in my tiers, and there will only be 3.
Lamar in the regular season is an elite quarterback, but your tiers, as they are comprised, are everything, right?
I mean,
the playoffs matter.
Oh, the everything matters. Contract matters. Dak Prescott is in the same category. They're both Bubba quarterbacks and Deshaun Watson for different reasons. For different reasons. Watson, if it doesn't work out this year, how many more excuses am I going to cook up? How many more? And if he gets injured again, that's not an excuse. Now he's just an injury-prone quarterback or a broken quarterback. So that's not an excuse. I mean, you brought it up. We were on the phone yesterday, Tone. You have Mike Vrabel with this team. Are we crazy to think, like, they won't... Do people think we're naive that they will not make a big deal of... If things go south, then it becomes like maybe some fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fans will here and there, but I don't think a vast majority of people will turn on Stefanski, turn on the coaching staff, and start clamoring for Mike Vrabel. I think this is going to be on your starting quarterback. In 3 years now, you've done as much as you can to try to support him. Some of this stuff has not gone away because of luck. Okay, I can understand that. But if it's 3 years, like if he gets injured again, that's no excuse. How many different tries of the offense has I had? Okay, that's no excuse. What other excuse can I make? You have one of the better rosters in the NFL. Maybe not the best, but I have one of the better rosters in the NFL. Amari Cooper's back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. I will have Nick Chubb back at some point during this season. David Njoku had a breakout year last year. I should, and we'll find out, I should still have one of the better offensive lines. So what other excuses can I make? So I have to put him on the bubble. I have to put him in tier four. Dak Prescott, it's because of the contract that he doesn't have right now. He's betting on himself. Is he going to be able to get it all from Jerry Jones? Is he going to be able to demand his market and go somewhere else? Is he going to get hurt and get nowhere near the money that he was looking to command? He's a bubble quarterback because of that. Aaron Rodgers is coming up. Like, it's not a ranking, guys.
Well,
it's not a ranking.
I do wonder, the people that have continuously, we've got some listeners to the show, and we appreciate that you always correspond with the show.
Yeah.
Every
except for
day,
when you said what you said about him at 6 o'clock.
Well, every day we hear about the second half of the Ravens game. Even those individuals that have propped up the second half of the Ravens game as a reason why he still has a chance to be elite, and obviously we're all hopeful. Are you irritated? Are you offended by where Ken has Deshaun Watson in
his rankings?
I don't know
how you could be offended. I don't know how you can be irritated. I think it's as fair as it gets. Are you offended or irritated? Can you see where somebody is offended or irritated?
I still have the door cracked open that what we have seen in Cleveland is not the real Deshaun Watson. The door is still cracked open for me that he can revert back. But right now, I don't know how anybody with an objective eye, and it's tough for us to be objective, I don't know how anybody couldn't have you know, Deshaun in that category. Remember, every time we've had a ranking come out this offseason, he has been an afterthought. In fact, some of them, he hasn't even been ranked. He hasn't even been up at, like, they stop at, like, 20, and he does not make that top 20.
So he would be a quarterback that would be
He's in peril. Yes, the career is in peril.
I don't
peril
want to say
right
in
now.
Peril, but he would be in danger of being in peril. Peril means it's falling, and that's where it is. I don't think it's falling yet, but yeah, by the end of the year, it can go one way or another. And again, I had two guys out of this tier four last year who became tier two guys, meaning franchise guys. Jordan Love was in there, and Kyler Murray was in there. Some people took exception for me putting Kyler Murray in there. It seems that he solidified his spot with the Arizona Cardinals last year. Again, it's not how good I think they are. It's a mix of everything. Their contract, their standing within their organization, how good their organization is. I don't think we've ever seen the best in one season, the best of Bryce Young and what he could do. His organization's a mess. They can't support him. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know where they're going. And I don't think they're going to be able to do it for probably, how long has the new owner owned that team, Tepper? I don't think they're going to be able to do it for another 7 years, because I looked at what Jimmy Haslam did and I go, he made a lot of mistakes in the first decade he owned the football team, did he not? You have to get your mistakes out of the way, because you have to set your tempo of what you want your organization to be about. You have to always be that way. Even if you change head coaches, you have to always be about something. That's what the better organizations do. And the Panthers are going through it. As much as we want to complain, and I've been one of the complainers about DePodesta and everything, they've stood for something, the Browns have. And now they're starting to see a little bit, they've only won one playoff game, a little bit of the fruits of the labor. But at least you're about something now. So when I put Bryce Young in there, I don't think Bryce Young sucks. I don't think Deshaun Watson sucks. I certainly don't think Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers suck. I don't think Justin Fields does. But these guys are, you got to put up or shut up this year. That's all there is to it. So you get put in tier four. It's not a ranking. And the other ones are just unknown because it's a gender reveal video past Kirk Cousins. I don't know what Anthony Richardson's going to be able to really provide. I don't think I saw enough of Will Levis last year. Maybe some people disagree.
I
know that there's an online fight about J.J. McCarthy, but I haven't seen that yet. I'm not going to be unfair.
I am not seeing a horde of people lining up to go after you
because I
over
think
this.
They are going after me for the Baker thing because they always want to have a big chip on their shoulder because that's just what Baker does. They give him a 3-year, $100 million contract. How much was Geno Smith's contract? Do we know off the top of our heads? Probably not. Dustin's not with me. He got a 3-year, $75 million contract a couple of years ago, right? 2 years ago. Was that what it was?
It was before last season.
Okay, so 2023, 3 years, $75 million. He got a 3-year, $100 million contract. You're going to have a bump up in pay because of the market, because of the value. Baker did well last year. They're not married to Baker Mayfield down in Tampa Bay. No matter what puff pieces they want to write down there. And I got nothing against the guy. I'm not rooting against him. I'm just being fair. That's all there is to it.
You have 2 seconds and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia and your chance to win Mr. Hero's 4-pack of combo meals. Also, try Mr. Hero's new chicken and bacon waffle doodle made with authentic Belgian waffles, breaded chicken, bacon, and so much more. But you have to answer 2 questions in 2 seconds each. That's called 2 Second Trivia to do it. Tone, you ready?
Let's go.
Anthony Lima is the proctor. We go to the phones. We welcome in Ray in Akron,
Ray,
home of the Firestone Falcons. Ray, are you ready?
LFG, boys.
Let's go.
Take it away, Tone.
All right, which sport did the Browns media compete in earlier this week at Browns training camp?
Broncos?
I don't know what he said.
I don't know.
I know what he said, and it's an answer to another question we have.
Yeah, congratulations to Fred Greetham and Dan Murphy.
Yeah.
For winning that sport.
Thunder Dan Murphy
That's right.
won the pickleball.
Although I heard Mary Kay had an injury, but they should have won.
She was involved, and Daryl said he was terrible, and Zach Jackson said he refused to compete because he was sick and tired of, and I'm quoting, spending time with other Browns media members. My quote might have been a little off, but he was on the afternoon drive
yesterday. Did Mary Kay get Nancy Kerrigan'd by Daryl Ryder?
People are asking.
216-47.
Knock it off. Not in the mood for that today.
John in Walton Hills. John, good morning.
Why?
Toad, take it away.
What town is Olympic gold medalist pole vaulter Katie Moon from?
Ooh, Parma.
Sorry. Bill in Northfield. Bill, good morning.
Hello.
Bill.
You ready?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Lima, take it away.
The White Sox have lost a lot of games in a row. Mitch, are we up to 16 straight?
16.
16. Can you name a White Sox television announcer?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, that's really damn disappointing.
We've had a segment named after one of those announcers.
Yep.
And the other announcer is from Northeast Ohio.
And he's been around for
He's one of the best.
He's been around a long time. Bill in North Royalton, home of the Bears. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Lima, take it away.
Yesterday, he took center stage at Browns training camp, answering lots of tough questions. Mike Vrabel, do you remember which high school he graduated from?
Glen Oak.
Close.
Not really.
You don't think that's
they're
close?
They're in different counties.
I think that's pretty close.
I think they're pretty close.
No, they're not.
How many miles?
I mean, geographically, if I were to look from the space shuttles.
I mean, Avon Lake
maybe,
is in a different county than Bay Village. They're close.
I throw rocks at Anthony's house every day.
He's polluted my water this morning.
Yeah, he's sent my asbestos over
to we're suing.
Cuyahoga County.
We're suing.
If anybody deserves their water polluted, it's Anthony Lyman.
We're suing big time.
John in Cleveland. Hello.
Good morning.
Home of the Central Catholic Ironman. Tone, take it away.
Oh, they were scrum diddly umptious, which big food did Mitch make for the show yesterday?
Brownie.
Yes!
He's in.
Is that a total guess?
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, not a couple making jokes yesterday.
John?
About the brownies.
John?
Yep.
You are in the barn. Are you ready for your chance to win some Mr.
Doodles.
Hero?
Yes.
Lima, take it away.
Which golf course did Ken Carman golf at over the weekend that also had a melee breakout last month that went viral?
Little Mountain Track.
No.
That'd have been great. Right outside of Jimmy Hanlon's home.
I kind of want to just go get in a fight out there anyway. Sebastian, kick his ass, Seabass. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lima, take it away.
Which quarterback tier did Ken have Deshaun Watson in last segment?
Thanks for listening, Seabass. Dan in Westlake, home of the Demons. Dan, good morning. Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Good morning.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Lima, take it away.
All right, who led the Cleveland Browns in rushing yards last season?
Jerome Ford.
Yes! Congratulations! Jerome Ford, a new father.
Dan is in the barn. Dan, are you ready for your chance at Mr. Hero?
Bring it.
Lima, take it away!
All right, how many children does Owen have?
Four.
Some days I only acknowledge four.
Josh in Grand River. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Lima, take it away.
Which new summer blockbuster does Ken Carman refuse to watch?
Oh,
nope, that ain't the name of the movie. 216-474-0092. Carl in Olmsted Township. Carl, good morning.
Good morning.
Lima, take it away.
All right, there was a detonation this morning. Can you tell me which town that occurred in?
Rocky River.
Oh, my God.
He got thrown off by my correspondence.
Oh, my God.
By our live report from the father-in-law.
All right, JJ in Olmsted Township. JJ, good morning.
All right, it's JB, but that's fine.
Oh, well, this is nicely produced. JB, he's ready. Lima, take it away.
Senor Hero.
We had Jessica Dill, Fox 8 correspondent, call in last week. She called to talk about a glitch in the computer system. Where did she call in from?
Putin Bay.
Is that close geographically?
They do a lot of reporting from Putin Bay. Do you know who I am?
Chris in Bedford, you're next up on the Fan.
Let's go.
Toe, take it away.
All right. Where did Mitch and his family vacation just a few weeks ago?
Maryland.
That was close.
Yep.
Gabe in Ashtabula. Gabe, you ready?
Yup.
Lima, take it away.
Who did the Guardians take number one overall in the most recent MLB draft?
Candace Owens.
She was in the fifth round, I think.
Mitch is laughing. Gino in Cleveland. Gino, you ready?
Let's go, guys.
Lima, take it away.
We had him on the radio. Can you name the current athletic director at Ohio State?
Rapid fire. Tony in Cleveland. Lima, take it away.
All right, recycling. Which town is Olympic gold medalist pole vaulter Katie Moon from?
Olmsted Falls.
Tony is in the barn.
Got him.
Here we go. You ready, Tony? Lima, take it away.
Which quarterback tier did Ken list Deshaun Watson in last segment?
Do any of you listen to the show?
No, they
what
don't.
What the hell?
They just like this segment.
Jim and Medina, are you ready?
Yeah.
Lyman, take it away.
Why don't we make the whole show out of this?
What new summer blockbuster film did Ken refuse to watch? What'd he say? Benghazi?
Steve in Doylestown, home of the chips. Lima, go.
Can you name a White Sox TV announcer?
Bill.
Like Ricky and Trailer Park Boys. You know Jim or Jim knows you?
All right, let's go.
All right, Curtis and Orwell. Go
Curtis.
Ahead.
Curtis.
Lima, you ready? Take
yes.
it away.
Who leads the Guardians in batting average this year?
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
All right, Curtis. You're our last hope to give away Roman Burgers. Here we go.
This is it.
Lima, take it away.
Can you name the number one overall draft pick the Guardians made in the MLB draft?
Pisano.
Yes, we'll take it. We'll take it. Oh. We'll take it. Owen's giving it.
You're giving it.
Owen was.
Wow.
We didn't know.
I never want to hear it again.
Ken was on the fence.
I never want to hear it again.
Come on. Listen, that's way better.
Hey, those.
You're the judge. You're the judge. You're the judge.
Those Australian names are tough.
All right, Curtis, you win. Congratulations.
It was some sort of second baseman.
You, Curtis, I'll put you on hold. Congratulations. You have some very, very forgiving judges. We got, who are you, Eno over there? What are you doing? All right, Curtis, thank you.
Hey,
congratulations.
That name fit.
Hey, Curtis, real quick.
Thank you.
Curtis, real quick. What tier did I have Deshaun Watson in last segment?
I wasn't in my car yet listening.
He's laughing. Gonna take away your waffle doodles,
listen
Curtis.
To him laughing. He still wins. He still
you
wins.
Still win.
It was tier four, which isn't horrific. Ain't good, but it ain't horrific. I can't believe you gave him that.
He said Bazzano.
Okay, whatever.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.